Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here with you all now that, for us at least, COVID is behind us. Previously in doing our shows, we weren't able to have a live studio audience, but we do have one now, and we're happy to have everybody back. I'm Deborah Lee, and those of you who might be listening and you're new, you're only going to be new with us one time when you first call us. I'm going to be giving readings, as you heard in the introduction. I'm going to be using only a deck of playing cards. This is a method that I did learn from my grandmother back in 1982. And it's been remarkably life-changing. It's dynamic. It enables us seriously to perceive the future before we've even lived it. Of course, it's the future, and improve it while we're still living in the present. And if we can't improve whatever it might be just basically meant to be, meant to occur, then we at least can withstand the blow by knowing about it in advance and preparing our own options in how to proactively deal with that. So with that said, I'm going to introduce Jimbo Baggins. He rides shotgun with me. He is hosting the Psychic Love Doctor Show, which is on Facebook Live. So if you want to see us as we're speaking, go to the show page, Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you'll see we are streaming live.
Right. And real quickly, because I know there's quite a few folks that are on hold. And when you are on hold, if you hear the show, it's all good. Some people think sometimes they hear the show and there's some kind of glitch in the system.
Mm-mm.
If you're hearing the show, you're on. I can see all the callers here that are on hold. I know who's been here the longest, so I can take them in order.
Right.
First, let's give an international shout-out to Siobhan Melendevier.
Yay! Glad to have you with us.
And we will tell – you can call at any time because we have a queue. But the Facebook Live, anybody that's trying to messenger us, wait till we prompt you. Don't messenger us just randomly. We'll say, hey, the next Facebook Live, that's when we want you to do it.
Exactly.
Because we got to kind of – we got to mix in the calls, too. We can't just do all Facebook Live messengers. But we also don't want to do all calls. We want to kind of, you know, make the Wednesday show.
Helping everyone.
Yeah, because some of the folks can't call in.
Right.
Okay. Wait, Luna's here. Hi, Luna.
Hello, Luna.
I want to let's go right to the beginning. Let's remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And we hope everybody enjoys themselves. And that's like a disclaimer for people that aren't familiar with everything here and philosophies of the readings and don't get their first reading ever and then just sell houses and cars and
quit jobs,
quit divorce,
yeah,
divorce three or four wives that you have or something like that. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Okay. What else do we want to say? Oh, the number. Two ways to get us. The phone number is 515-602-9676. Most everybody probably knows that because the blog talk folks probably know that, but we want to make sure if they're listening and maybe they can't look at a phone or look at something like that. And Facebook Live folks, sometimes they don't have resources to know that number. And if you can't call in, we are also going to work in Facebook Messenger calls to Deborah Lee. You already have to be friend with hers. And we're not doing – you can't message us like Blog Talk Show. We can't just really pull it off since we're filming it at the same time. It'd be weird. So I think – we should take our first caller who has been waiting many, many moons.
Oh, you were going to talk about also cell phone.
Etiquette.
Yeah.
I forgot my normal etiquette speech. Yes. When you do call in on your cell phone, obviously it doesn't apply to Messenger. When you call in on your cell phone, make sure you if you can, please don't use speakerphone. I mean, if you're driving and you're in the middle of the interstate and you can't pull over, we get you. It could be an issue there, but we understand that you got to follow laws and safety. If you're in your house, it's always great to have speakerphone on because you can run around, do dishes, and throw baseball bats at your kids or something like that. But it's better if you sit down because when it goes through the internet and stuff like that, it starts getting choppy. We start losing stuff. Background noises, wind. I don't know, you got a tornado hitting your house or something like that. Just go in the basement and call us. It's cool.
Kids, pets.
Kids and pets, you just catapult them out of the yard. They'll eventually find their way back, but you'll be done with your reading. Because everybody's got a catapult in their backyard. All right. Our calls are stacking up.
So I think we should go to one.
We should go to one. And I think we shall go to because we're going to take him in order, who's been holding the longest. We're going to be fair. And that would be area code 361, which is in Texas. 361, Texas, you are up. You are the first caller.
Hi there. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. You scared me there for a minute.
We had the volume up so loud, so we gave ourselves heart attacks.
So, Linda, how are you doing?
I am doing fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, we've had a great day. Very productive.
Awesome.
Productive, yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Love those days. So what brings you to the show this evening?
Well, I've never been on the show before, and your description sounded very interesting and intriguing, and I just thought I wanted to be a part of it.
Well, thank you.
How did you find our show?
I was just scrolling through to see what was available for today. I visit Blog Talk occasionally, and there you were.
Well, we are actually like an overflow show. We broadcast on Mondays on Blog Talk Radio through newsforthesoul.com. And we get so many callers that we can't often get to everyone.
We usually don't.
So we set up Wednesday also so that our international folks would be able to contact us through Messenger.
And then we have a Friday show also.
Yeah. So, but we want to welcome you. First of all, it's so nice when somebody new and for you to be the first caller. Wow.
That's always cool. Yeah. First time for everything.
Well, love that.
Thank
caller,
you. I feel very blessed, especially since you guys are so popular and have so many people calling in.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. And thank you for waiting.
You waited a long time.
Serious patience to be the first caller. You deserve to be first.
My goal has always been to bring readings to the public in a way that can really resonate. I don't want to use million-dollar words. We're very homegrown, you could say. We are broadcasting from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we want to be very personal with all of our listeners and with those who do call us. So please feel free and comfortable to share with us a little information about you, about what's happening in your life, and what you would like to know from the cards today.
Well, thank you. Actually, what I would like to know today is I just finished a wonderful certification course at the end of November, and I've had a wonderful invitation to participate with the instructor in a way that would allow me to help him with his program. And I was just wondering if this would be the best and highest good for me as far as opportunities coming my way. Is this something that Spirit thinks I should go for?
All right, I'm going to lay out the cards for you now. We are doing just a random draw of cards. I do a full 24 card layout, which is what I use in my office practice, where we will just put the whole thing out there. So it's like kind of like the whole enchilada. And
oh my goodness.
Look, now remember, these readings, we can't get too in-depth because we do have quite a few people.
Yeah, we got a few people. They're free readings. I think there's probably information on the Blog Talks place for her website is psychiclovedoctor.com. You can get that. You can arrange personal one-on-one readings and whatever time frame you would like, you know. So, but anyway, all right.
Yes, I will.
Down.
Thank you.
Yep, putting your cards down, just to let you know. Also, I wanted to give an international shout-out to Helen from the UK.
Helen, we haven't heard from you for a little while.
Well, I think we did like last week, right? But then there was a gap for a while there. We hadn't heard from her.
Yes.
Yeah, we have folks, because we also are simultaneously broadcasting on Facebook Live, so we do get quite a few international folks. All they got to do is have to stay up a lot later if they're, or a lot earlier, depending on the time zone they're in.
Right. Well, for you, Linda, I really feel that this is going to be a great stepping stone for you. I feel that from your cards, I am seeing that you will move on to bigger and better things in the way of, success, notoriety, building a following of your own in terms of your work. But this is a great beginning. And oftentimes we dismiss, oh, it's just going to be, you know, nothing too awesome. It's not like it's going to, open the earth and all good things are just going to fall out for us.
I'd be scared of the earth opening.
Yeah, I kind of would be too. But for you, yeah, it's really going to help you to get your toes wet and get your own program thoughts going inside of your mind. So I feel it's mm-hmm. definitely there for the higher good. And you have got one heck of a future ahead for you. The things, and I've got to, can't be too long here, but the things that have been a bit worrisome for you, and I see them around you, your work going to definitely bring great promise and profit your way so that you will be able to feel secure, stable, and really on your way in a fabulous direction. Really.
Wunderbar.
I think it's great.
That is great.
I really do.
And she did a really good job of asking her first question.
I think so, too.
Because a lot of first-time callers are very tentative, and they just don't really get down to the very specifics. And the more specific you get, the better your reading will be.
And for Linda, I see that this is a door opening for you, and it's a big door.
Well, that's awesome.
So, yeah. So you have a wonderful way of manifesting your future. So don't let the little things, they don't feel like they're little when they're going on. But I feel like during this whole pandemic, we have managed to reorganize, get real with what truly matters. And for you, yeah, you've got a fantastic future. You really do. So now,
thank you so very much. I could give you both a big hug right now. Thank you.
Sure. I want to mention to you, and this goes out to everybody, your vibration gets raised during the reading. So this is a fantastic time to actually be manifesting, using the law of attraction, putting out there what you are seeking in terms of your life. And boy, the rewards for you, Linda, are going to be many. I'm really glad that you were first on our show.
Yeah, and come back again.
Yeah,
I will. Thank you both so much. Big hug your
pleasure.
Way. Thank you. Thank
our
you.
Have
Alrighty.
A great
day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. I hope to talk to you again.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Yeah. And she has a fabulous vibe.
Yep. And absolutely. I mean, she was not like a first-time caller.
No. I see Mary.
An international shout-out to Mary, another faithful from the land of Ayah.
Yeah.
All right. I want to tell you, Facebook Messenger folks, we're not going to blow you off tonight, but we have a few callers that have been holding for a long time. So we want to get through a few callers, and mm-hmm. then we're going to turn to you, Messenger folks.
Right. We will not forget you.
We're going to be fair, but we've had some callers been holding patiently for many moons. And that was one of them that
okay.
we just did.
Oh, great. Yes, that's yes. right.
And we should go to our next one, and that is from area code 386, which is in Florida. 386,
Florida.
Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
What is your first name, please? Hello.
Oh, she's there. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your first name, please?
Cindy.
Your first. I'm sorry.
It's Cindy.
Are you on speakerphone?
I've got my Bluetooth on, but I'll turn it off.
Yeah, if you could. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
I apologize. That Bluetooth. Ah, already got better.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What's your first name again?
Cindy.
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 Oh, yeah, much better.
Yeah, it's coming through like Judy.
Yeah, I screwed up. I forgot to say about the Bluetooth thing, too.
Well, I'm just going to have to
sorry about that.
I will walk the plank.
All right, well,
I'm a first-time caller, and I would love whatever message you have for me for love.
Back first-time callers. That's great.
It is.
And did you also find our show on Blog Talk?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Oh, that's great. And on Blog Talk, you'll see that we typically do Friday shows are for sure. Wednesday is when we can. And on Monday, we're on Blog Talk, but we're actually on News for the Soul Radio on Mondays. So you can get us a lot of times. You can find us a lot of times during the week.
Now tell me.
Cool. Cindy, watch.
Where are you at in terms of love life right now?
True. Good question.
I am ready for a new relationship. I'm ready for the right person to come in.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, very exciting.
Sure. So do you think there's some doors that you kind of peeked into that there might be some people or don't think you've met them yet?
I don't think I've met them yet.
Okay, so she's looking for somebody that is not in her life right now, as far as she knows.
Oh, card jumped right out of the deck as I was counting out the cards. And, you know, I've got to say, the Nine of Hearts is a very important card in the deck. Grandma used to say, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. But the way this card energetically jumped out, I feel this means that you are an extremely fortunate person, even if you don't really think you are, you actually are, because this car is filled with hopes, wishes, dreams.
Oh, yes.
So
that was a good thing.
Yeah, keep wishing.
And they're not always positive cars, right?
No, they're not.
So, but you know, it is what it is.
So this one jumped, I mean, it wanted to do a dance right here up on the desk.
It had legs, it jumped.
Nice.
Yes, it did. I'm trying to remember where I was in all of this, because it really shocked me. Okay, just a minute. Okay, put it there. Yeah, I will do that.
Okay, sorry, she's laying the cards down. That's her first time call, so she probably wonders why. What are these people doing? There's nobody speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also broadcast live at the same time on Facebook Live for the Psychic Love Doctor shows.
If anybody wants to see it.
If you ever want to watch it, you can.
Okay.
All you got to do is like, friend, or whatever the heck they call it on Facebook. And so people get to see her putting cards down and whatnot and see us talking. But, okay, back to you.
Also, want to mention to the newcomers especially, this method, which is called personal prophecy, is extremely good when it comes to matters of the heart. The emotions run deep in this type of reading that I do. And I want to tell you that what I perceive for you, Cindy, is you are turning a page. Where the other lady was opening a door, I feel you are turning a page.
Turn the page.
Where you are becoming very aware of your true worth, your value, and let's put it this way, what you will and will not accept in a relationship that should be love-centered. So by doing that, by turning that page, you are opening up a brand new chapter in your life. And there is a person here, a woman. She appears as a very special messenger. I'm going to go right ahead and say this is Cupid for you. She is bringing you, and it's not too far away, an acquaintance of hers that the two of you are just going to hit it off magically. And I think you are going to definitely get that feeling of, oh, this is the one.
Mm.
And I think it is, too. So I just want you to know that you are in the right place at the right time in your life for that kind of new, this is like a real soulmate type of connection, a life partner. And all the things that you have missed in previous relationships, these are going to be your blessings in this one to come. So I'm seeing great James, we have callers tonight.
That are on hold. Blog Talk.
Yes, and they are on fire in terms of their place in their lives.
Yeah, and we also have some Messenger folks from overseas that would like to call us on Messenger. So we have to move on.
I got to ask her one
question.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
Cindy, one question. Do you have children?
I have a grown child that's an adult.
Still a child, nonetheless.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, in more ways than one sometimes.
I wouldn't be surprised that this new love for you will bring a child into your life.
Oh.
But it could be already grown.
Okay.
It could be somebody who has a child, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's a child there.
So.
Yeah, and I think that it's going to really cement a family connection.
Sometimes it's perfect. Sometimes it can be perfect.
Oh yeah.
People are, you know, sometimes that can
very
be
very nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a time frame? Do you see when I'll?
Okay, we're in. Let's see, mid February. Let's see what.
We're about a month away from spring here. A month-ish away from spring.
I'm thinking somewhere around May. It could be sooner because it all depends. We call it cooking a turkey. We have another lady who does
she's with us on Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah. And she says you don't want a new partner to arrive until the turkey is fully cooked.
Yeah, you can't take it out of the oven too early or it's not going to work.
And it's also depending on that individual becoming ready for you.
Probably more so, I bet.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because that's something
so,
you have no control over is the other person being ready.
Yeah, so it can come sooner. And sometimes it'll be even a little bit later, but generally it's right around that time period.
It'll happen when it's going
to
happen.
Well, that's true, and we have to remember to let the future come to us in its own way.
Everybody hates that P word.
Oh, patience.
Patience.
Ugh.
Nobody likes it.
Yeah. Nobody. But I hope that you will come visit with us again.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Only a first-time caller once.
Right. And if you meet somebody and want to find out what the scoop is, make sure you come to the show.
Or anything else going on in your life. Job, education,
exactly.
Pets, kids being problems, anything.
It's not just
okay.
all about love.
Yes, it's not just love, even though that's what you see when you look psychic love doctor. That's the most popular subject, but that's not the only subject.
Oh, no. We can cover career.
You name it. There is nothing that is not discussable.
All right. Well, Cindy.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Please join
you.
Us again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we're going to try.
Okay. We're gonna take another one more caller because we've had a lot of them on patients, and then we're going to, because our Wednesday show is a little different for the folks that are on. There are people in the queue can hear us talking.
Mm-hmm.
So the Wednesday show, we also let our international folks that can't call in contact us on Messenger. It's actually Deborah Lee is who they have to be friends with.
Right.
So we're going to go to them a little bit. We're not going to blow you off. If you're on hold, don't hang up.
Stay with us.
Don't hang up. On Wednesdays, we got to give our international folks love because they give us lots of love.
They do.
So we're going to take one more caller. We are going to go. Oh, that person hung up, so I'm saddened. All right. Let's see. The next person is holding the longest. We shall go to area code.
All right.
Wait till I see them connected so they can hear us. Area code 651. You're up next, 651. I didn't get a chance to look. Where are you from and what is your name?
Hi, I'm from Minnesota, and my name is Christiana.
Christiana?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to tell you, we're delighted to hear from you because we're from Minnesota.
We are fellow Minnesotans also, except we're from the 218 area code.
Up north.
A little bit.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. We're 651 in Minnesota.
Towards St. Paul.
Okay.
I had a feeling.
We always say that way down south. Us folks from Duluth.
If the cities, twin cities.
Way down south in the cities.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, great. Are you I'm pretty confident that you're a first-time caller, correct?
I'm not sure, actually. I think I might be.
Well, or it's been a long time, possibly, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Did you find this on Blog Talk?
Yes, I did. I was just
Okay. Well, that's great. Then you probably are a first-time caller because we haven't been on Blog Talk for just about a month.
If even that.
If even that, right.
Yeah.
We spent half that time setting it up. So.
Yes, we did. So please
tell
us a little bit about yourself, what your situation is, and the question you would like answered in your reading.
Well, I've been doing a lot of art, and I was just curious to know if you see my art project being a success and that I'll be able to make money doing
Good question.
It.
Yes, that's kind of important, isn't it, for us all?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
The bills have to get paid, you know? I mean, in the perfect world, the thing you love is the thing where you can actually be successful with and pay the bills. Sometimes it doesn't work that way, but you want to try anyway, so I understand. Yeah, but, you know, like I say, if you don't try to do something, then you'll never succeed at it, so you have to at least try.
Well, and also,
that's
there's
true.
A big difference between a career pursuit and a J-O-B.
Right, and then there's...
Yeah.
This is what I love to do, you know, type thing. So sometimes you have to balance those out. And in the perfect world, they're all the same. You know,
well,
your job is the thing you love to do, and it's your career. That's the perfect
if you
world.
Could, that's the perfect trifecta.
Yeah, that is the perfect world, but the world we live in is not perfect, as we know what it is. So that's why she's here asking the question.
All right, let's see what we have here for you. First of all, I want you to know that I feel a divine presence in your art. Yeah, there's a alpha state connection with the art that you are producing that is coming out of you. Do you feel it? Does it resonate with you?
Yeah, I kind of get just like hyper focused, I guess.
And I really think that you're drawing from a higher place. And this is really influencing the future of your work. Yes, money and like stability, being secure, that's all important. And
it is.
It's going to come.
It's hard to get the balance and get them both. Yes.
It is. But I really feel that you are going to achieve greatness. Not right now, not tomorrow, and not, you know, like next month. But I really feel give yourself within the next three months.
Never mind.
3 years. And I feel that you are going to really be on your way. Now, along that path, I want you to exercise a great deal of discernment about those you enter into, like, contracts with, agreements.
Verbal agreements can be very binding.
And there's paper here.
Oh, paper is even more binding.
Signed.
Imagine that.
But I feel you have to really connect with the individuals that are going to represent you, that are going to, you know, show your art, help to sell it, because there's an element of deception around art dealers. I'm not well acquainted with the art world, but I'm just saying, be cautious. Not everybody is there to help others. Some are there to help themselves. And I would hate to see you suffer a, you know, great loss. Because somebody has not been forthcoming.
Right, and it's sad, yeah. But there's plenty of those people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Preying upon the ones that are genuinely trying to do something good.
Well, and I'm also seeing, because we have to keep the reading short.
Yeah, we do,
because
we're hitting the halfway mark.
I'm seeing that you're going to connect in a huge way between Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York City. It's like a string. Here.
Those are some pretty big names. That's East Coast, middle of the country, West Coast.
Yeah, and I want to tell you very quickly in a nutshell. I had a young man some years ago who loved making inlay boxes and jewelry with precious stones and gems. And I mean,
oh, you're going back a ways.
Yeah, he was extremely talented. His J-O-B was as an X-ray tech at a hospital in California. But he wanted to hit the big time. And I told him, your cards are so indicating that you need to start going to, oh, what do they call them? Like expos and I'll use the term flea markets, but it was of a higher grade than that.
Well, okay, yeah. Higher grade than I was going to say conventions.
Things like
that.
there was a woman that I felt was coming from Manhattan as kind of scouting out for her gallery, and it dealt a great deal with jewelry, you know, precious, expensive, we'll say, designer jewelry. He got discovered, and he has been in Manhattan ever since with big showings, and I mean, he's on his way. So when I say that you have that potential, you really do. And I think, though, that the best thing you can do,
we have a card hit. We got a card hit the floor. We got a card down.
Yes, and you know, like Grandma said, if it hits the or if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. And what you've got here is a very awesome, it's really awesome, a very lucrative contract coming to you. This agreement is going to not be the one that I was speaking about.
Everybody likes themselves some cha-ching.
Yeah, and you know, you start dealing with people in high places that have a lot of money that maybe are a little unscrupulous, celebrities and whatnot. Yeah, so I hope this helps. Please come back again.
Yep, you know where to find us.
Yes, you do.
On Mondays, just to let you know, we are on Blog Talk still, but we're on News for the Soul Radio. So if you go to the Psychic Love, you won't see the Psychic Love Doctor pop up on Blog Talk directly. You have to go to News for the Soul on Mondays.
Yeah.
And you'll see us.
Okay.
That's run by Nicole, and she will advertise us. So if Monday you want to call, you got the only difference. Friday, we're going to be here the same way.
Yeah, we'll be here like this. So thank you. It's been really nice.
Yeah.
And I hope you stay nice and warm up there.
That's right. Me,
yeah.
Told.
Yeah.
You too.
And
thank you.
When we tell you that we're going into the 70s tomorrow.
Today was 60s. Yeah, but yeah, we're up and down.
Yeah. So we'll try to send you a little warmth, okay?
Through the internet.
Yes.
Okay.
Take care,
thank you.
Good luck to you, but I don't think you're going to need it.
Great.
Mm-hmm. All right. So.
All right. We hope to talk to you again soon. Goodbye.
Do we go to. Bye-bye, hon.
Just call her back. All right, real quick, I'm going to remind everybody, because we're over the hump, halfway point of the show, we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment, informational purposes only. That's our disclaimer. Get the call back right there.
I did. It won't go.
We'll make it. We want to open the floor now to the Facebook Messenger folks. And we are...
Hello.
Tell her to stand by for 1 second.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Stand by for one second.
Just
got to wrap up a couple things, yeah, because we're over the hump. I lost my train of thought. It has derailed.
You were going to say...
Crash and wreck. Okay, we're over the hump. We're less than 30 minutes. Folks that are on hold, do not despair. We're taking a Facebook Messenger, because this Wednesday show is, we want our international folks to be able to talk to us, too, and they can't call, because unless they're like... Bill Gates or something. They have that kind of money. They have international plans that they can call anytime.
Yes, all right.
So, all right, don't worry. We're going back to the callers after this, but let's go to Siobhan in the land of Maya.
Okay, my dear. We know you've been trying to reach us.
Yes, she's been very
You have the floor.
And we have to be very quick, though. Sorry, hon.
I just want to know if there's anything in cares about me. Like, well, I'm back to the Lewis thing again. If just me and him are okay, because I get very anxiety and very panicky, and I'm thinking things are going to go wrong, which they're not, but it just feels like it to me, you know?
Well, honey, we got to watch that, because you start putting the fears and worries out there. It's in a sense telling the universe,
hello.
Hey, I love being miserable.
Hello.
Yeah, so please send me more. So what you need to do, and it's also a good, it's like a lesson, not a lesson. It's a good, what should we call it?
Philosophy?
And exercise for her relationship to have faith, trust, hope, all those. But you want me to check in the cards? Have you been hearing?
I just want to see everything's okay. Like, even though he does say to me, he does think of the world of me and everything. But it's like it doesn't register in my head. And it's got to do with my past. And I'm like a fear of things are going to go wrong when they're not.
Well, a lot of times I have found over the years with these readings, trauma from years ago, even as far back as childhood, can really hold us in check. in not a positive way as we go through, you know, the future, as we move toward the future.
Because I haven't seen him yet. He was going to see me this week, but he can't get over yet. Like, so I want to know his brother's name, but I'm actually going to see him.
How is his health? Is he out of the hospital?
Oh, yeah. His heart is doing perfectly good, actually. But he has a few other problems going on with him. Like, but they're not serious. So they're treatable. So,
well, you know,
he's good.
He had his worries and fears, too. And they're big time in these parts, that he really thought he was not going to survive the procedures that he had.
Yeah.
And the thing that I sense from the two of you is you're both a bit at an impasse as far as both having fears, worries.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's human nature kind of too.
It really is.
Especially when there's all sorts of, this didn't work out, this didn't happen, you start getting second-guessing everything.
Well, he is going to definitely has every intention of coming to see you.
Yeah.
And he worries about getting hurt because, you know, this is a risk on both sides. But that's what love is. You know, you have faith, you have, you know, belief in something unseen that you just feel. And from that will grow the type of security and trust that you need. You know, right now you're both feeling your way through this.
Well, yeah, I mean, they haven't really got the show on the road yet, you know.
No,
so.
But I think by encouraging him, and he will in turn encourage you as well, I really feel the two of you are going to come together and try your best to push those fears and worries out of your head. The thing that I often will stress, 9 times makes a habit. So if you find yourself becoming immersed in all these, you know, thoughts, a good thing to do is aversion therapy. Put a great big fat rubber band on your wrist. And every time you go there, snap it. And after a few times, you're not going to like that anymore.
Yeah, like I'm trying to keep positive now because the last couple of weeks I've been like an absolute wreck. I've been a mess and I took it out in him, which is not his fault. And he actually said that I'm lucky that he loves me so much that he will take I'm so sorry.
You're also finding out about the depth of his feelings for you.
Yeah, because he went with his heart.
Yes. Well, I'm still...
keep thinking that he's going to cheat on me, you see.
He's going to see you, and I think once the two of you have met, you'll be inseparable.
Do you have a time frame for that?
Well, I think we're coming into March. I think March could be a stellar month for the two of you.
Very close.
It is.
It's a couple weeks away.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's have a lot of positive energy in terms of this meeting that's coming up. And I do feel you will meet. You will. So I hope that you, and you always do, call us, join us for shows. We so love hearing from you.
Thank you. That gives me peace of mind anyway, so I just try to keep positive.
That's right.
It's actually me, isn't it?
Well, what do they say? There's a saying, the path of true love never runs smooth. And I think that's kind of true, very much true.
Well, life's a bumpy ride. You know,
So, honey, have faith. I think he's a good man. He's a keeper, and his heart
is... He's faithful,
Yes. He's truly with you.
He's great.
That's good.
Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
So welcome, honey.
Sure, thank you for
thank
being
you.
So patient.
Bye-bye now.
All right, I got a few callers that have been the most patient people on this planet. And I think we should take them. Just to let the callers know, we're on the last, 20 minutes. We're probably going to have to pick up the pace of the readings. And let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is from area code 443, which is also back to Florida. 443, you are now on a Psychic Love Doctor show.
It's not Florida, it's Maryland.
Oh,
I thought it was 443.
That is. That's Maryland.
Uh-oh.
Google's lying.
Yeah, I'm looking
uh-oh.
Right at it.
Yep. Oh, there's two different entries. They one said Maryland, one said
wow.
Florida. I guess I can flip a coin. All right, well, at least we're in the right time zone. But anyway, all right, Land of Mary. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, I think we're talking.
It really doesn't matter where I'm from. It's Suzanne. How are you?
Yes.
I know. I have to ask because I am wrong quite often.
So tell us, Suzanne, what's happening in your world today?
Not much. I mean, you know, I've just been working and babysitting, but I was wondering if you see anything coming up for my husband.
Yes. And
he's been
what
struggling
are
struggling a little.
Okay. Can you tell us in what way?
Work.
Oh. Okay.
And I want to be supportive and, you know, kind of lead the right way, but I don't want to lead him astray.
All right, let's get those cards, Dan. We got this is the speed reading part of the show.
Is he concerned that he's going to lose his job or not be able to find one?
Partially, yes. I would say that's a concern.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, Deb's putting the cards down, and she's doing it in grease lightning fast mode because we're a little over 15 minutes-ish. About 19 minutes, and we got a couple of other callers. I've been holding for about over a half hour also. You patient people, patient people.
And listen, if we keep getting a full queue like this, we just will have to make these shows longer.
Well, on Wednesday one, we have more leeway.
Yeah.
Monday, Friday, not so much because of the people involved, but Wednesday, that's up to us. Okay. And there is a way to extend time, but I haven't explored that yet. Shame on me. Guess that's on my list to do. Learn how to extend the time of a show.
Oh, I know how to do it. I set the time.
Don't tell me. No, there's a way to do it on the fly.
Well, I can do it when I set up the episode.
No, I'll learn how to do it the other way. What do you got, Deb?
Well, I'm wondering about your husband's state of mind. Is he depressed, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that is really causing his own perception to be skewed a bit.
Okay.
I'm not seeing him getting pink slipped or moved around or demoted or anything
or
like that.
Something unhappy happening at work?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Maybe they're reorganizing. A lot of times that will make...
He's in sales. Yeah, he's in sales and he travels a lot. But his industry's changed a lot. And he's older, so he's sure, you know, that... It's changed so much you can't make a living at it, and, you know, that kind of thing.
And men do worry. You know, you all have that provider spirit.
Well, and sometimes change doesn't work out for everybody that's been doing something one way the whole time.
Does he have – okay, now, I'm also a credentialed holistic health practitioner, and a thought just popped into my mind. Is he eating a healthy diet?
I would say pretty much so, yes.
And he's not relying too much on caffeine or, you know, I'm just saying that you might want to look for maybe a red flag or two. But I don't see his health. And remember, I can't give health advice.
Nope.
Or medical or...
legal, any of all of that. We can't tell you about construction of your house or anything like that. We're not licensed or credentialed.
Right.
But I just really feel that his own... frame of mind has him worried, and sometimes people can develop like a caffeine sensitivity. He might be drinking maybe some like even tea can have a lot of caffeine.
Oh, tea can really blow you up sometimes.
Yeah, and I think he needs to practice relaxation as much as he can. You know, if you could get him to think in the way of sending out a positive vibe as a salesman and, you know, going in, going in with the energy that I'm going to get this instead of, like the previous caller, worries and fears. But personally, I think once we all get beyond this whole pandemic thing, things are going to boomerang back in a big way. So, yeah.
Okay. So maybe just to be stick with it.
Yeah, and be supportive, because I think he's feeling a little bit alone, and he dwells
yeah,
on
Yeah, I try really hard, but he's always glass half empty. I'm glass half full.
Yeah.
Very hard. I try to say, put positive out, get positive back, you know, but he's not. He's a perfectionist, and he's very anal, and he just,
yeah,
you know,
well,
it's very hard to get him to calm.
Yeah, and those are only roadblocks, really, to
yeah.
getting to where you
It is. Some people use that to motivate themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, glass is half empty, so I got to kick butt to make it full. You know, so
right.
it's not the right attitude, but it works for them, but sometimes
yeah.
they need to not do that. Right. Okay.
Well, honey, I hope this
Thank
helps.
You so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you
the
for
health
being
is actually pretty
oh.
good.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Did
what?
You ask how his health was?
Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
His health
good.
Is actually really good. He is in his 70s, and
oh,
when we
good.
Had his blood work done, the girl are you,
said it was good.
She said that she had the other people look at it because she'd never seen anybody his age with such good blood work.
Wow, that's amazing.
Knock on wood. Let's
yeah.
keep going.
I know.
Is he
sure
around,
his is better than mine.
Is he around a lot of technology, like with phones and...
No, he avoids it like the plague.
Okay, that's good because we're getting a lot of positive ions off of these machines, the computers, the this, the that. And when we go and take, say, a walk in the woods, down on the beach, and the weather's not really cooperative, but if we can get outside, and especially if you can get him to take his shoes off, he will start to absorb better energy for himself. But
okay.
I feel he's going to come out of this. I do.
Oh, good. Thank you. That makes me feel so much better.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Right.
Take care. And
Thanks.
I know we'll hear from you.
Yeah, she knows how to find
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find
all
you.
Right.
Okay.
All
right. We don't hide. So have a good one.
Yeah. Take care,
Bye-bye.
Honey. Bye-bye.
All right, we're gonna really start sprinting now. We're going to go to our next, because these people have been holding 40, 35
Aww.
Minutes and stuff. Our next caller, let's see, that next caller is from area code 423, Tennessee. 423, you're up next, and we got to kind of expedite.
Hi, Tennessee. What's
Hi,
your
guys.
Name? Hi. And you are?
It's Luna.
Oh, Luna.
Oh, I thought she wasn't. Oh, you are
I
feeling good enough
was...
to call in. That's
yeah.
good. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. It's
well,
kicking my
you're...
butt, but I'm getting through it.
Well,
what
yeah,
if,
you got to defeat that COVID.
What if she's got COVID?
Yes, and you said, I think your son just tested, right?
Yeah, he tested mm-hmm. positive yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Well, hopefully, you know, usually the younger they are, the more they're resilient and tough as far as that kind of stuff. Quickly, we must get right to your question, honey.
All right, so long story short, a year ago I went to go see this psychologist and he did these tests for me to see if I'm autistic because my son's autistic. It's been a year. I still don't have the results. My patients were thin with him and I filed a complaint against him because every time I would call for them,
sure.
he would say, I'll get him when he's ready, basically just being really unprofessional.
That
so
does
I
not
a complaint.
Be professional at all.
You did the right thing to do, file a complaint.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see if the cards could tell me if I'm going to get them soon or is this going to be a long, drawn-out battle because I filed the complaint.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's a good question.
I mean, a year. Come on.
Well, yeah, there's no excuse for Yeah, I don't know how long that should take, but obviously 12 months is not it, you know?
Well, just to kind of give you, like, a perspective of what I'm seeing, a girl from my church, she went to the same person, she had to wait 6 months to get in with him, and she got her results within a month.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
It's as if he's kind of dismissing you or blowing you
well,
off.
Well, he's got a big schedule, lots of money, and it sounds like somebody fumbled something, and he's trying not to care, which is not good.
Now, the way
I'm not the only one who's done this, Jim.
Okay, the way I've always been able to get some action is going on those medical review websites and posting, a very concerned,
honest. You can be negative as long as you're honest.
They get a copy of it, you know.
Other people read it, and that will hurt their business.
Yeah, and if he's been a 5-star practitioner, and you start putting two stars out there, it's going to degrade his rating. But if he's really a mess as, you know, a professional, yeah, I would give this a little time. And your cards say, be persistent. They're saying the records might have been lost. He doesn't care. He's got no staff support, whatever. It's not really your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that you will get results, but you're going to have to, you know, be the squeaky wheel, so to speak.
Oh, she's doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
She has started the
and
right thing.
He cannot use a complaint against you. If anything, they would make him have to correct that as quickly as possible. So I hope that helps.
I hope you guys start feeling better, and I'm glad you sound like you're not sick. So that must be you must be on the upswing.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope I am.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have not known you're sick by your voice, at least.
We did not get that ill when we caught it, but the thing is, we know others have, and our hearts just go out to them.
Yeah, our voices, you could tell in our voice.
Oh, we were. Yeah.
But anyway, all right. Well, we hope you get better.
Yeah, be in touch now. Okay?
Maybe the next time you contact us. Much better.
Let's hope for some good news for you. We need that. All right, sweet.
All right, thank you.
It was a nice surprise. I didn't think you were up to it, so it's nice that you called it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye, guys.
You're welcome.
We shall talk again.
Yes.
Bye-bye. All right, we are hitting the 8-minute mark, and we want to go to our next caller, which is area code 779. They've been holding since the beginning of time. Thank you. I believe you're from Illinois. 779, you're up next, but we only got a few minutes. What do you got for us?
Y'all should know better. It's Teresa. Y'all should know better, so I'm just saying.
We never know better.
Y'all should know better.
We should, but we don't.
You know, everybody.
Anyway.
Somebody
you want me to be
know.
Quick? I'll be quick.
Let her be quick.
Let her
be quick, Deb.
And we are going to find out what's, you know, what's on your mind.
New dude.
Okay.
I haven't met yet. We're going to meet on Saturday or Sunday, have a first date. What do you see?
All right.
Hey, nice. Very nice.
So what do you know about him?
Not a whole lot because I don't ask questions. I like to meet people in the face and then, you know.
Where does he originate?
I like to ask questions with them sitting in front of me because then they can't lie.
True.
Like an interrogator.
Yes, basically. Yeah, interrogator. That's
body language then.
Yep, body language, everything.
Yeah, when people are typing, they're all superheroes when they type.
True.
Right.
And everybody's on their best behavior.
Well, even if they're not, they're all superheroes. They're not nervous.
Oh, this one's not on his best behavior. I'm mean as hell to him. I'm so mean to him. And he still keeps coming around. And he likes that, he said. And I'm like, all right, well.
You can interpret that one of two ways, but yes, indeed.
He wants a feisty chick. Yeah, he does.
Huh?
He wants a feisty. Chick. Female. Woman.
I'm not feisty. I'm just downright mean.
Well, that's feisty times 10.
Well, maybe
I'm spicy.
Spicy.
I'm spicy.
That's spicy.
All right.
What
do you got, Deb?
He has a submissive nature.
That's
Teresa,
what I was wondering myself.
And he loves that. But if you want him to be the kind of man, stand-up man, who's going to take charge, you'd really have to draw him some pictures.
Oof.
And let him know what you need. And I have a feeling you're going to be like, it's too much work.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a certain point that you don't want to do that kind of work
Well,
anymore.
He's right here, and he's looking right at you. And the thing is, though, the Six of Spades is a card of hesitation. It's also a card of submission. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but he's the submissive. He's the submissive.
Yes.
Right.
And he could.
He likes me to wear the pants in the family, and I'm just like, that gets boring after a while.
It does.
Right. Yeah. You're the female. You
want a man, not a mouse.
You should be able to put on a skirt once in a while.
But in the bedroom, this guy would come alive from bondage and discipline and that kind of thing. He'd like you to beat him up a little bit.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
I charge for that service. Thank you very much.
That's a great back pocket career. So I think you're going to lose interest in him you know, from what I see here. But no, he could still surprise us. You have a couple more guys that are coming on the scene. One's all heart. Oh, my God. He is characterized under the suit of hearts. The other one is a spade, which could mean it does mean somebody characterized as like into right and wrong, black and white. They make great law enforcement. They're great doctors. They're very logical. Where the other guy is very emotional. I mean, if you wanted the flowers and candy and all of that, the other one, the hearts guy, would provide that for you.
No, I don't need flowers.
Well, the king of spades.
Where's my man? Where's the man? Where's the man? The man.
Well,
what are you looking for? Some biker dude pulling up on a chopper doing wheelies? What are you looking for?
carrying a little puppy and a plant for me. That's what I want.
Okay.
And the skulls of my enemies, the heads of my enemies on a spike all at the same time. That's literally all I'm asking for, people. Seriously.
Wow,
not
like
hard.
That's like two different people stuck in one.
He's not quite here yet, but he's on the way. And
I'll
tell
you
what.
Get his ass here.
I'll tell you, having you wind up the show for us, I think is awesome because you've done that before. And
she's a finisher.
I have a knack.
Yeah, you are the finisher.
You're a finisher.
Well, I really think your man is on the way, but right now this one isn't it.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
No, but am I going to be entertained for a while?
Yes.
Because
I like entertainment.
Well,
clowns can entertain you. I mean, you know.
He enjoys.
Well, he sounds like a clown. He talks big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he likes that you're mean. He likes that you're mean.
I guess within a few days you're about to find out.
Well, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever floats everybody's boat.
True that.
So.
Well, I tell him, I'm like, I haven't heard that before. I tell him that all the time. I'm like, really? Come up with some new lines, buddy, because that doesn't work for me.
Well, the thing is, you are like a jet engine. And you're a fast thinker, fast mover. I mean, everything about you is about that consumable energy, and you meet a lot of biplanes, and you know that's the problem. You're on two different levels, so you need to find yourself another jet engine.
Alrighty then.
And you are ending our show for us.
Yes, we are under the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, so thanks for hanging in there. Thank you. We appreciate
you.
Thanks for finishing us.
No, I appreciate you guys. Have fun. I've missed you guys. Love you.
Oh, I'll miss you too.
I'm heading into work.
You got to go to work.
Okay. Well, good that you got in the show.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Love you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Take care. With my 90 seconds, I'm going to say thanks to all who have joined us for the first time, for the 10th time, or whatever time.
For the billionth.
Yeah. What is your name again?
Jimbo. I'm going to turn the volume down.
Jimbo Baggins over here. He's a good moderator.
Double click that to end.
And a good helper. And when he isn't a good helper, we get a great big wet noodle and we give him
a wet noodle wouldn't work.
Out back.
I would eat that.
So anyway, please join us again. We'll be here Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, as again an overflow show from newsforthesoul.com. And you have something to say?
Nothing whatsoever. Just let you know that we're under a minute.
Okay.
You got some time.
My grandmother always said, and I love these words, she always said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Love y'all. Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye. Are you sure?
No.
Most, the touchpad.